Welcome to the J Files. For copyright reasons, the music has been edited. To hear all the tracks in full, head to the J Files on doublej.net.au and click on the playlist.
Tape by the 8th of October, Oasis J File, What's the Story, Morning Glory, with Kaz Tran, the Double J end of ID.
The J Files.
Coming from the street.
The J Files.
Yeah, it's still a great album.
A wonderful accident, really.
The J Files on Double J.
It's the biggest selling British album of all time. Bigger than anyone the Beatles had. Bigger than anyone U2 had. It's so f***ing massive. You know, it doesn't bear thinking about.
It is the 20th birthday of the huge second album by one of the biggest British bands. This week in 1995, Oasis released What's the Story, Morning Glory, full of big rock choruses and anthemic ballads. It cemented their place in rock music history. It's Kaz Tran with you tonight on the J Files, and we will be hearing this defining album in full, along with plenty of great insights from the Gallaghers about their relationship and how they feel about the music today. And in a moment, we'll be getting into one of their standout B-sides. Just before we get to that, though, let's hear what came before it. On Double J, you're listening to The J Files.
20 years since What's the Story, Morning Glory.
The genius behind Oasis is Noel Gallagher, the band's lead guitarist and a control freak who writes the songs, produces the records, and is the group's chief spokesman. His songwriting royalties have made him one of the richest men in Britain. But Noel's wealth and status appear to be a source of resentment with his younger brother Liam, the band's sneering lead singer who's taken rock and roll excess to new public heights. Their rows are legendary, and a particularly bitter fight during their current tour of America appears to have led to Noel walking out on the band.
You want to be
music?
Admit
music.
It. Admit it.
Music.
Admit
let's
it.
Talk about
admit
music. Let's not talk about you being an hard guy. Let's talk about music. Let's talk about music. Let's not talk about being an hard man.
But many are wondering if the latest antics of the Gallagher brothers have been carefully manufactured to keep Oasis in the news. Already the myth of a couple of unemployed louts from Manchester who swapped litres of lager for copious amounts of cocaine has been dented. When the brothers bragged recently that they used to steal car radios before they made it big, their mother Peggy suggested that perhaps her boys weren't as cool as they seemed.
As far as I know, they were never involved in crime at all. They were just normal boys growing up. They might have got into the odd bit of mischief, but as far as I know, and I'm sure I would have known about that because they lived at home here with me. Liam still lives here. Noel lived here until he was 23, so I'm sure I would have known about it.
The Oasis story may not be over yet, but the veteran rock critic Charles Shaw Murray says they may have lost their window of opportunity to make it big in America and live up to their boast of being the biggest rock band in the world.
The J Files. What you might be feeling, why surprise? What you might be needing, you miss the moon on Monday morning, you were lying in your sin, you miss the moon. Oasis will see the sun.
Actually, many of the songs on the Lost Tapes would turn up on the debut record and come to be B-sides on the band's early singles. That was See the Sun on Double J tonight. Before that, Supersonic from Definitely Maybe. It's Kaz with you tonight on the J-Files. We are celebrating the 20th anniversary of What's the Story, Morning Glory. And very soon, a live acoustic version of a song they've released a few times in different shapes and forms. But right now, I've got a fan fave for you, a B-side, which has appeared on some reissues of What's the Story, Morning Glory. On Double J, here's Aqueous. What's the Story, Morning Glory?
What was that?
This album coming straight to you, the J-Files.
Oasis.
The J-Files.
20 years since What's the Story, Morning Glory.
Starting in 1 second in full. Maybe not 1 second.
Maybe I don't really want to know how your garden grows. Cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain? Soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live, but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see. You and I are gonna live forever.
Double J. Noel's kind of rebuke of early 90s grunge music, which he found rather depressing. I'm not going to say impressive, but depressing. That's Live Forever. Listen Up was before that, an MTV Unplugged recording of it from 1996. Now, Trainspotters, did you catch this? Noel wrote the song, Liam sang the lead vocals, but the version that you heard was Noel singing lead because Liam had a sore throat. There you go. And just ahead of that, you heard Aqueous, one of the many quality B-sides that the band has produced. Michael on Twitter says Aqueous is the closest to the Gallagher lads got to doing a true duet, one of very few times that occurred, and says, I effing love this track. Thank you for that, Michael. And Aqueous, by the way, also put out on a J-Files compilation, The Greatest B-Sides of All Time. I wonder if you have a copy of that. Bless your socks if you do. I don't. Very rare thing to own these days. It's Kaz with you tonight on the J-Files. It is Oasis. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of What's the Story? Morning Glory. And I have Michael on the line. Hello, Michael. You're a huge Oasis fan. Tell me what you love about them.
They don't care. They just didn't care. You know, they wrote these beautiful melodic songs, anthemic songs, but then as people, they just didn't care what people thought. They were happy to, you know, play the rock star role in a world where everyone was a bit, you know, shy and introverted and
worried about being sellouts and
yeah,
being all over MTV. They embraced the stardom and the success, and it helped, you know, rein people in to enjoy it with them, the fans as well. What was it about this album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, that's, you know, so important for you?
Well, it was the first thing I ever bought with my own money. I bought it on cassette when I was about, I think I was about 10, in the summer of 95, 96. I remember going to the shopping centre and going into the department store and picking it up with my own money and taking it home and then just playing it relentlessly on my Walkman. And from there, you know, moving a couple of years forward and just kind of really getting into Oasis full force. But this was kind of like the thing that kicked it in my mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. We have been asking people on the Double J Facebook page what their favourite song is. There are so many, you know, great songs on the album. What's your favourite to add to the tally that we're still putting together?
It may be a bit out of left field, but I would say it's probably Hey Now, which is the song that kind of is after, so after the three of like Roll With It, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, you know, the three like really, you know, massive hits at the beginning, and then here comes this like dirgy song that goes for like 6 minutes and, you know, it just kind of goes on forever and you feel like it finishes and then it keeps going and it's, and I just like Liam's vocals in it are fantastic, and I love the guitar sound. And you know, it's also just nice because it's not one of the hits.
Yeah, that's true. Showing your true fan, you know, your fan credentials there, picking a left field selection from the album, Michael. Thank you so much for you know, weighing in on What's the Story, Morning Glory, and why you love it so much, and for being part of the Oasis J Files tonight. Are you ready now to hear this classic album in full, Michael?
Yeah, let's bring it on.
All right, here it is. Let's get stuck into it. Thanks so much for having a chat, Michael.
Thanks, Kaz.
There are people who are in bands now that will never write albums like that. You know, and they'll be lucky if they write one album like that in their career. Now, I wrote two straight off the bat, you know. So my first two records sold 30 million copies, you know what I mean? Now, the second one of those two is the biggest selling British album of all time. It's bigger than anyone the Beatles had. It's bigger than anyone U2 had. It is so f***ing massive, you know, it doesn't bear thinking about. Now, I would defy anybody not to feel the pressure when that happens, you know. And you're never going to live up to that. And you can never repeat that, do you know what I mean? Ever. It's just as simple as that. That, like, definitely maybe A Morning Glory was released between 94 and 95. And that was just a moment in time, you know, where I was bang on the f***ing case.
The J-Files. What's the Story, Morning Glory?
In full. Starting right now.
Oasis.
Hold on.
The J-Files. 20 years since What's the Story, Morning Glory.
Oh, cool, all right.
Join in on Facebook and Twitter. Hashtag J-Files.
You gotta roll with it. You gotta take it. You gotta say what you say. Don't let anybody get in your way. There's a song too much for me to take.
Oasis.
The J Files on Double J.
Alright, this is Liam. You've got good taste. What album was it on? What's the story? Morning Glory. We've done it in Wales, I think. I didn't really like it at first. I didn't like the beat. I thought it was a bit too groovy, and I don't know, I just didn't like it. And then I thought, oh, I don't know, this is a bit weird. But then after a bit, I thought, yeah, it's all right. So, I mean, as soon as people heard it, they sort of, like, got into it, you know what I mean? So obviously that changed my mind. I thought, no, I'm totally wrong. It's a tune, mate, you know what I mean? It's like, I guess, you know, it's all been said before, but it's like, you know, it's like a kid, innit? You know, it's like one of part of your family, man. It's part of you, innit?
The J-Files.
20 years since What's the Story, Morning Glory.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding. And all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe
Wonderwall, before it, Roll With It, and Hello, earning Gary Glitter a co-writing credit. It is Kaz with you tonight on our What's the Story Morning Glory full playback. Some great texts on Facebook. Simon Jones says, Cast No Shadow gives me goosebumps every time. It is coming up, of course, Simon. Keep your ears peeled. I remember walking through the schoolyard with my best mate holding an Oasis flag over our backs, singing at the top of our lungs. Thank you, Catherine, on Facebook. And Emma says, buying tickets to their gig in Perth, Australia, annoyed me. They were too cool for us. Being totally pissed off. From Wonderwall to Don't Look Back in Anger, Liam and Noel fought over who would sing which one, and when they were both on the table during the making of this album, Liam got the former and Noel got this one.
Is there a sense of pride now, do you think? Because a couple of years ago, everyone was just looking at the band as being pretty much over. I mean, it looked like the group, for all intents and purposes, was dead. Was it pride, do you think, that you guys wanted to continue on and rescue what you'd started all those years ago?
Number one is we're going out at the top. We ain't going out at the bottom. That's for starters. So as long as it takes to get back, when we've actually repeated the feat of Morning Glory is when you want to start worrying about whether the band will continue or not, because that'll be the time we'll go out. Number two is, you know, you need us more than we need you, because your life and the people that read your magazines and listen to your radio stations and listen to Radiohead and Blur and Robbie Williams, your lives would be lessened without me and my brother, and it's as simple as that.
You sound a little bit like Eminem with that quote too.
Really? Well, I don't want to sound like him because he's an arsehole.
The J-Files.
What's the story, Morning Glory?
In full.
Yeah.
Oasis, Hey Now, from What's the Story. Ahead of that, Don't Look Back in Anger, and you might know the story. Liam actually came up with that bit of the lyrics, So Sally Can Wait. It was a bit of a mishearing of what Noel was singing while he was kind of strumming out the song. And he liked it so much, he kept it in the song. Kaz with you tonight on the J-Files. Loads of people getting in touch. Thank you so much using Twitter, hashtag J-Files. Jeff says, generation-defining music. And Libby says, Wonderwall, still last song of the night. On at the pub now. So good, J-Files. And a lot of people lamenting the Oasis shows they missed. Controversy around those cancellations and broken hearts. Josh says he remembers it well. I had tickets to the sadly cancelled Rod Laver show off the back of this record. Never recovered. Fair enough too, Josh. Ross from Brisbane also got in touch on the text line and he joins me now. Hello, Ross. What was the impact of this record for you?
Kaz, how are you?
I'm good.
Summing up that last text message a few years ago, era-defining music, definitely. That's hands-on. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it still means a lot to you?
Yeah, I think it's not just me. I think it's a lot of people who lived through the 90s and into the early 2000s. It's Oasis just aren't a band. They never were. It was just a way of life, really. If you're into them, you live them, breathe them. The way you dress, you get your hair cut, the shoes you wear, the way you walk down the street. Everyone wanted to emulate Liam Gallagher.
Really?
Walking people. Yeah, I think so. And that's just the way I was brought up. Two older brothers, Scott and Dean, who went into music careers of their own. It was just the way we lived. It was just Oasis or nothing. So, unbelievable album, and it's not just that album, it's all of the albums for me. It's not just What's the Story, but everything they've done. It's just amazing.
That is fantastic, and you've summed it up on your text tonight saying mad for it.
Mad for it.
For it. Was that with a Manc accent in that one?
That's it. Some might say bring it on.
We will be doing so very soon. Thank you so much for sharing your memories and your stories tonight with
Cheers,
What's the Story
guys.
Morning Glory. Enjoy the rest of the J-File, won't you?
Thanks, mate. Will do.
You're listening to Double J,
the J-Files.
I believe that we make the best records in the world. And it's as simple as that. And I believe we're the best band. I mean, here we are. We sold 1.5 million records. We're in the Guinness Book of Records. We had 5 top 40 singles and a number one album in 8 months. You know, we played to 80,000 people at Glastonbury.
The life and times of Oasis.
It ain't a bowl of terriers, man. Once you start, it's hard work.
The Oasis J-Files.
Double J.
Oh, yes, it is 20 years on from the release of What's the Story, Morning Glory, which set Oasis on the path to worldwide acclaim and notoriety too. And we're playing the album in full for you tonight on Double J. Still so much to come on the J-Files, including the title track and Champagne Supernova, the epic song. And also, don't forget that you can read along to a fantastic article on the Double J website, which includes some great little insights and memories on the band's poor form, actually, when they did tour Australia, and some other great clips as well. Head to doublej.net.au to have a look at that article on Oasis and What's the Story, Morning Glory. Right now, you are hearing the Swamp Song, aka Untitled, Excerpt 1. And we're going to get into Ross's favourite song. I just talked to before on from Brisbane. Some might say, I'm Double J, J Files.
Sick is full of fishes. She's got pretty dishes on the bed.
Oasis scaled the heights of success on the back of a sound borrowed from the Beatles, Liverpool's favourite sons. Now their lead singer looks like coming a cropper because of a Liverpool kiss. 19-year-old English tourist Benjamin Jones says Liam Gallagher headbutted him when he took a photo of him outside his hotel in Brisbane last night. The allegation saw the try-hard bad boy of rock make an appearance in the Brisbane Magistrates Court today. He arrived to a welcome once reserved for New Zealand cricketing great Sir Richard Hadlee.
Excuse me, gentlemen, move out of the way, please.
Once inside, the surly singer's brown polyester shirt, brown trousers and two-tone brown moccasins were curiously in tune with the drab brown carpet and fawn furniture of the courtroom. Bouncing on the balls of his feet, he confirmed that he was indeed the Liam John Paul Gallagher charged with assault occasioning bodily harm, then sat down and left the talking to his lawyer, Kelly McGrawty. Presiding Magistrate John Smith granted bail of $10,000, remanding the singer to appear for committal on the 9th of June. The rock star with attitude was then ushered out of the building by a phalanx of police through a herd of media.
Move out of the way, please.
Liam, what's your version of what happened last night?
All in all, it hasn't been a happy tour for the band that readily tell anyone who'll listen that they're bigger and better than anyone who came before them. Banned from getting back on the airline that brought them here, then reviled for dismissing the death of Princess Diana, and now, with their singer charged with assault, they just need a drug bust to have all the bad boy rocker trophies. And some are cynically saying that all of this is just about lifting the profile of a band that's failed to sell out its tour. The hardcore fans, however, aren't buying a bar of that.
Yeah, if you had someone in your face 24 hours a day, I think you'd want to do something. You'd get pretty sick of it after a while.
So you don't mind about that? You think it's good?
No, it's not good, but if someone's going to follow him and chase him around, then, the guy had been you're doing it at their own risk. So
what about their behaviour as they flew into Australia?
That's just they're just looking for attention, basically.
Yeah. And you think that's cool?
Not cool, but, you know,
it's who they are.
If they've got money, you know, we're the ones buying their concert tickets and stuff, so they can do whatever they want.
And you're obviously going to go and see them tonight?
Yes, definitely.
What are you hoping for this evening?
I don't know, maybe Liam take a shirt off.
On Double J, you're listening to the J-Files.
Double J, Cast No Shadow, from the second Oasis album, which we're celebrating tonight in full. And just ahead of that, some might say the track that scored Oasis their first number one on the UK singles chart. And also, I believe, the last track that featured original drummer Tony McCarroll, who was then replaced by Alan White. Some might say tonight on the J-Files with Kaz here with you. Coming up still, the epic album closer in all of its 7.5-minute Technicolor glory. That is on the way still. Now, all week, we have been running a poll. We've been asking for your favourite single from What's the Story? Not including Wonderwall, though, because that's just, like, too obvious. So, you know, that one is excluded. I've got to say, so far, though, the results are very fascinating. These are the results so far. Out of the five songs up for consideration, Roll With It, 4% of the votes. Don't Look Back in Anger has 26% of the votes. Some might say 15%. Morning Glory, 19%. And final track, Champagne Supernova, currently sitting at 35% as, you know, the favourite song, the best single from What's the Story. Let's kick on, though, now with She's Electric.
This is a Gallagher Brother language alert. It means this next bit of audio has some strong language.
It's not about you. It's not about Oasis, no, it's about the song.
No, it isn't.
It's not about you.
I've got the fucking Pistols then.
Who's talking about the Sex Pistols?
They're the best rock and roll band that ever fucking come out.
They're not. They made one album.
Would the Stones have been anything without getting arrested and getting people back to the pub?
Of course they were so good. What, because they got arrested? Because the Rolling Stones got arrested, they were a great rock and roll band.
No.
Fuck off.
On Double J, you're listening to The J Files. Need a little time to wake up. Need a little time to wake up. Need a little time to wake up. Need a little time to rest your mind. You know you should, so I guess you might as well. What's the story, morning glory? Someone texted in and said, that song, truly a timeless classic. You can hear it in the first 10 seconds of the song. Champagne Supernova is good, but What's the Story is truly one of the greats. One of the best openings of all time, and it just doesn't let up. Relentless brilliance. I reckon I agree with that. Chris from Manchester in England said, went to see Oasis play in Blackpool, the Empress Ballroom, on the day this album came out. I was 16. It was my first gig. Magical. I think that just about sums it up. Thank you, Chris. Michael says, I remember camping out for Oasis concert tickets. No Wi-Fi needed, just coffee and egg and bacon rolls. Luke says, some might say the archetypal Oasis song. About nothing, but seems to mean everything. Hopeful with a hint of melancholy. Beautifully summed up. Thank you, Luke. And also cheers to Cam for sharing a pic of his original Triple J Oasis poster from their cancelled tour. Felicity says, the sun is shining in London this morning. Thank you for that update, Felicity. Thank you to all of you for your messages, for being part of the Oasis J-Files tonight. Your stories really do make a massive difference. Well, they make the show, really, the J-Files tonight. We are celebrating What's a Story? Morning Glory, turning 20 this week, and we are playing it in full for you tonight on Double J. Time to dip into the second last track on this album. This is Untitled, Excerpt 2, Double J.
On Double J, you're listening to The J-Files.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find in a champagne supernova in the sky.
Raising a toast to the 20th birthday of What's the Story? Morning Glory by Oasis, with the final track from the album. Champagne Supernova. Jeez, how you feeling? We've gotten through the whole album. It's pretty special. Must have been, obviously, to sell more copies than the Beatles. It certainly was a moment and continues to be for so many of you, judging from the reactions that and messages that we've had on the text line and on social media as well. So thank you very much for your involvement. It is Kaz with you tonight on Double J. Do not go anywhere because there's still plenty to come. Plenty more I want to squeeze into the Oasis J file tonight, including a cracking live track. We'll also reveal which single from What's the Story, Morning Glory, polled at the very top. Which one is your favourite? And we'll also be hearing from a psychologist. Thought it'd be interesting to get their take on what sibling rivalry is all about. You know, when it's healthy, when it's not. That is coming up very soon. But there isn't much interest in looking back for the Gallaghers these days, both of them panning talk about a reunion of any sort and both having moved on with their separate projects. And not having much to do with each other, from the reports we've heard online. Noel continues to forge ahead with his High-Flying Birds, having released their second album earlier this year. And they're making their way back for Blues Fest early next year as well. So I thought I'd play a song from his new project for you. This one's from the self-titled debut of 2011. And Double J, a.k.a. What a Life.
J-Files on Double J.
Sibling rivalry is actually, you know, or disagreement between brothers or between sisters, the brother and sister, is actually a very healthy part of childhood because it goes a long way to shape the individual personality. Where it does become unhealthy is where the individual takes this to an extreme in adulthood, where he still feels that he needs to compete against his brother or his sister to seek the validation of their parents.
I know I've met people who have brothers and sisters and they seem to not get along at all. They fight mm-hmm. all the time. And yet they create situations for themselves where they have to be together. You know, mm-hmm. they share a house or they start a band together, mm-hmm. things like that. It seems really strange. Why do people do that if they so obviously don't get along? Why do they make these arrangements which mean that they have to stay together?
Mm. In that family situation, they are so what we call emotionally fused, and they are so close to each other that they really need to be with each other. If you're going to get them to what we say develop further and move further into adulthood and be more adult about everything and about their relationship, the best way I think would be, and I've seen it work quite often, is where they actually have some time away from each other. They work on the individual development issues, whatever you want to call it, and then come back together.
On Double J, you're listening to the J Files.
Woke up this morning, I was laid out flat on the dark side, with the moon and the rim on the wrong side. I took a needle, saw myself right back at the scene.
We heard from both of the separate projects for the Gallagher Brothers, BDI. They're comprised of Liam and former members of Oasis. With Flick of the Finger, they split just last year after 5 years together. But that song from the final album they left us with in 2013. And Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds before that, a.k.a. What a Life, from their debut record. And in the very middle, you heard Craig Shufton speaking with a psychologist there about, you know, just the ins and outs of sibling rivalry. And she was saying time apart was her advice, suggested as a way of healing sibling rivalry. They've had, a fair few years now, I'd say. Maybe that could be reason to consider an Oasis reunion. A very big maybe, though. In the meantime, hope you did enjoy hearing from both of their solo offerings. It is Kaz with you. We are going to be finishing the show in a big way in a short moment. A sweeping ballad from Definitely Maybe. But before then, a live track for you recorded at Wembley Stadium in July 2000.
This one's for the Mondays.
On Double J. This is Rock and Roll Star.
Good night. God bless. Safe journey on. Rock and Roll Star.
Before we finish, the final result of What's the Story poll, your favourite single in order. Roll With It polled 4%, some might say 15%. Morning Glory, 19%, Don't Look Back in Anger, 25%, and a huge 37% for Champagne Supernova. I'm Kaz. Thank you so much for your company. I'm going to leave you with Whatever. And Double J.
J-Files.